option for you, Zach Thompson, and I want you to be very honest with me. Will you
Ask away.
promise me honesty?
I promise you
Okay.
honesty, honestly.
What day is it today?
It's
Okay.
Tuesday.
What time is it?
It's
Okay, and
15:50.
how much money would you bet on those answers being right?
What laws am I
Great
working
question.
to?
What do you mean, what laws?
Am I working to the laws of mathematics? Probability, chance,
Okay,
reason,
great.
the
Really,
philosophical
really good
understanding of what
clarifying
is
questions,
time.
and I'm really actually glad that you asked because you're playing right into my hands like a piece of carrot. What time and what day is it? Depends, doesn't it? It depends on where you are, it depends on what you're doing, it depends on so many different variables. I've been thinking a lot about perspective. Okay. Have you ever heard the story of the fruit bowl? And I don't mean some swingers party. I don't mean that.
I was going to say, I remember that thing we did at the
No,
Keys,
no,
but I'm
no. I'm
guessing that
not
you're not
talking about the
talking about that.
pineapple on the cruise ship. I'm talking about 10 different artists, one fruit bowl in the middle. Every different artist at the end, they've got an hour to paint that fruit bowl. Every different artist paints something completely different. So some people can only see the bananas, they can't see the apples at the bottom. And some people can only see the apples, they can't see the banana. You get what I'm saying with it. One thing I've been thinking about, especially in like the world of sales and mindset, is perspective. Perspective is key to everything. What's your take?
How I see everything. No. How I see anything is how I see
Keep
everything.
going.
So I have to go to work today. If you change that to I get to go to work today, the perspective changes, doesn't it? You know, like how many times have me and you been in a bit of a tough spot? And one of us has said to the other one, I mean, professionally, one of us has said to the other one, it's good, this, isn't it, that we get to do this. And you're in a moment of absolute chaos. You're solving the big squirmy problems. And you're just going, it's pretty good that we're getting to do this, isn't it? That we're in this spot, that we're getting to make this happen, that we're getting to try and do something here.
It's like there's that famous meme, isn't there, of it's like a guy next to another guy in a really fast car. He goes, "I wish I had that Bugatti." And then a guy on a motorcycle saying, "I wish I had a car." Don't know why he's bought a motorcycle if he wish he had a car. Stupid guy, really. And then there's the guy on the balcony who's in a wheelchair saying, "I wish I could just ride."
Exactly. Well, let's put that frame then over the sales community. So what are the things that the sales community are complaining about?
The data's not good enough.
Okay. So then put a new perspective
Get to
on
call the wrong people.
that. Put a new perspective on it.
I've got a job. I've got a job that I get to work every day and have an income.
Well, me and you, I think, are old enough and ugly enough now to say, I remember when you didn't get any data in your sales job. You didn't get any data. My sales jobs before I started this business were there's your laptop, there's a mobile phone that you never even switched on because it was a pain to carry two phones around like a drug dealer. Make something happen. Okay, who are we trying to get in front of? You know, and that's the skill. It's not about can I ring through this list and then complain at my boss because the outcome wasn't what I expected? It's how do I make something work? And I always like that thing that you say, Jack, around like the data might be wrong. Okay, let's say worst case scenario, you're right. The data's wrong. You've got the wrong list, and it might not be your fault, but you're being paid to make something happen, so it's your responsibility.
1,000,000%. And it's just like, I think so many salespeople forget as well, the wrong person can be the right person. Like, what is it? Six degrees of
Yeah,
separation
exactly.
from anyone, right? So you could be having dinner with King Charles in 6 degrees of separation, and people are moaning because they got through to the wrong department of McKinsey. Do you know what I mean? like 6 degrees of separation.
Exactly.
It's ridiculous. But I'd really like, I think one thing that's really important to like check in on yourself as well is like your own biases. We're all an amalgamation of like different human biases, and we see things because of the way we've been wired as children or because of things that have happened recently. If you've recently gone through a breakup where someone's cheated on you, you're probably more likely to think that someone else is going to cheat on you. Okay, check in with yourself and check in on those biases. Okay, like, is it a shit week because last week was shit, or is it a shit week because you've been shit talking yourself and you've had negative talk for 20 years? Like, what is the truth? I'm reading a book at the moment called Useful Not True, and it's about like checking in, like what's actually fact. I sent it to you the other day. I said something like the facts without any human biases are just boring. There's nothing to have a conversation around. The sun is hot. Cool. And what is hot? What is hot? Yeah.
It's baby don't hurt me. Sorry, you set me up for that. I think the other one as well that pops up a lot is the recency bias with salespeople. So the thing of like, I've had 100 calls. They've been somewhere in the realm of good to average in terms of how they've been received. And then you have that one call. The guy's like, fuck off. Where did you get my number from? This is a GDPR law. You've broken here. I'm going to be putting you through to trading standards. They're absolutely mad. And you put the phone down and you think, the script's wrong. Data's wrong. The product's wrong. We're in the wrong market. You look for everything that's wrong. Other than asking yourself, whenever I've reacted like that with someone, what's normally been going on in my life? Oh, I've been having a bit of a tough day. Something's going on with my partner. I've crashed my car. Like, no one wakes up thinking, can't wait for a cold call to ring me today because I hate those guys. I'm going to bollock someone today and I'll just sit here waiting to bollock people. No one is doing
People
that.
Don't hold up the ugly mirror enough, I don't think. Like, okay, what have I done? What have I done to cause this? Like, the majority of it, if you, in any kind of cold call or sales call, it's like, if it goes tits up, it's probably because you said something you shouldn't have said, or you didn't say something that you should have said. You didn't call something out, or you did call something out. I'm going to call out a dog in a minute, live on air. I'm going to call out one of those dogs. But usually it's your fault. Like, so you know the one thing that goes around on LinkedIn that really gets on my nerves, okay? And you would have seen this everywhere. It's like, oh, so you're a CEO that has a team cold calling people, but when I cold call you, you don't take cold calls. Big deal. Get over it. What, you're going to waste time and energy thinking about someone that's not going to take your call? Cool. Like, do something better, or like, use your energy somewhere else. What you can do, whinge and moan about somebody.
There's a YouTube channel I'd recommend to people. I watch them every now and again, these videos. I don't know if you've ever seen them, Jack. They're called Reflections on, I think it's Reflection on a Reflection of Life.
No.
Do you know them? It's this couple in South Africa. They make these videos. Usually it's on people who've lived like really long lives or in the latter part of their life, or they live very, very simple lives. But they did have the kind of big corporate jobs one day. And I was watching one the other day, and this is a South African guy. He's living in the middle of nowhere. He's got this very, very simple life. And he said, when I started asking myself around my thoughts and my feelings and things that would come up and things that would be thrown my way, when I started saying to them, is it true? My whole life changed. And he said, so that's what I would ask people to me. He's this old man with his beard, and he's got this beautiful life in South Africa, and he's just constantly, whenever he faces something, is it true? You know, and it's that Seneca line, isn't it? I suffer more in my imagination than I do in reality.
Is it true? I think that's a beautiful place to end. I thought that was very, is it true? And I bang on about it, but 100 years from now, we'll all be dead and buried, and no one's going to give a shit anyway.
I won't be. They've already been on to me about Anyway. So look, you've made it to the end of the podcast. It's today's strange task for you undercover spies. So there's a guy on LinkedIn who we pick on. There's a guy on LinkedIn called Owen Richards, okay? He runs a business called Air Marketing, okay? And I want you to message him saying,
I've heard that we have a meeting, booked one more meeting than you this week. It's so ridiculous and so petty, it could work.
And if you do it,
screenshot
proof,
it.
Screenshot it to me with a response. I'll send you.
Yeah, I'll send you an extra 20.
There we go. This has been We Have a Meeting. We're getting cancelled.
Take care.
I'll see you next week.